me with these things. And Bill, I got your email, but I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I'm happy to discuss, and I apologize in advance for the invitation.
Not a problem. I just got to figure out what you want me to do.
I think it sounds great, Bill. I need to just check on some schedules.
Sure.
It looks like I got
Okay, good.
So, Ed, I'm only going to be on for about 20 minutes, and then I have to get to another meeting.
All right. We're having a lot of problems today because John Hannigan canceled this morning. Sarah, I just got an email from Sarah Jo that she's stuck in an IRB meeting, so she won't make it.
I think Claire Coles wrote that she had to leave early.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of people. Christy Petranco can't make it. Claire's leaving early. Joanne can't make it. Ken Jones can't make it.
Let's just get started then.
Yeah.
Be a quick meeting.
But I got important things to talk about. Is Michael on?
Well, now's the time that everybody can be nominated for different tasks.
Be here or be talked about.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm waiting for Michael, but all right. So I'm here. Jen's here. Christiano?
Yes, Claire. I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Claire? No, she's Jeff is there. Johan?
I'm here.
Scott?
I'm here.
Tina Chambers? Sarah's here. Tatiana Perud or Leah?
I'm here. Tatiana's on her way.
Okay. Mike Suddy. Sandra Mooney.
I'm here.
Tori.
We are
Tori.
Here. Yeah, we are here.
Tom can't make it. There's a FAS bill going into the Senate this morning, I guess. Kathy Mitchell, John Hannigan's can't make it. Sarah Jo can't make it. James Reynolds can't make it. Dan?
I'm here.
All right, you're the only SAB member on then.
Okay. And,
Bill's going to be here for half the call, and Joe Wang?
I'm here.
All right. Rajesh can't make it, and Miguel DeCampo? All right, anyone join since we went through it? Michael, Claire, Tina, Tatiana, Mike Suddy. Okay. All right, well, the first item on the agenda, I'm sure many of you know, there was an FASD consensus conference that was held. What was it, 2 weeks ago now? And I was going to have Michael kind of summarize it. Bill, do you want to say anything about what's going on or what happened just briefly? I mean, knows about it. So.
Yeah, real briefly, and I apologize. I have to take the call outside, so you might hear some traffic. Several of you on the call were at this meeting. I think there were 17 or 18 folks total, and we were asked by Dr. Kube maybe 5 or 6 months ago to tackle this issue, which was to see if we could harmonize the various diagnostic systems that are in use in the research setting to see if we could come up with a single system that everyone, including international researchers, would use going forward. And so we had several WebEx calls leading up to the meeting, and at the meeting we then took on some of the hard issues involving neurocognitive and neurobehavioral impairments that we could somehow standardize across the systems. We had a working group looking at alcohol exposure and what are the best or at least reliable ways to potentially document that in our research system. They also talked about issues of alcohol thresholds. And then we had a dysmorphology working group looking about the various definitions of FAS and PFAS across the systems and whether we could come up with a framework that captured the dimensionality, I guess, of the syndrome in a new framework. So all in all, I think the meeting went well. Dr. Kube was happy. We are looking at it as the first step in a process, and we're going to resume, or we have resumed, some of the working group calls in order to eventually get into the databases that the researchers have to see if we can test some of these various parameters, what's gained, what's lost when you tweak certain criteria and cutoffs. So more to come. We're going to plan on having an update at the International FASD meeting in Vancouver. I'm sure Michael could have probably provided an update much more eloquently than I could have, but that's about it.
You did a great job. I just would say that, you know, if anyone has databases outside of CFAS that could help test some of the ideas that need verification or testing anyway, you should probably get in touch with Bill, because I know that there's individuals who have separate databases from CFAS, and they might be useful, and Bill and Michael can probably vet those and see how they go. I recently sent out an inquiry about cameras and the 3D cameras and who has what. There's a possibility that the admin corps may have some resources to purchase some of the handheld cameras, or after discussing with Mike Suddy, to maybe move to or to test the validity of the either the iPhone or the Android Bellis type cameras. You know, I think we're going to try to replace the three MD cameras that are out there in the field. They're kind of older and bulky, and I'm not really sure if people are still collecting images with them. Mike is still saying that not all the images are getting uploaded. So I would urge you, if you have images that Michael could use, to please upload them for him. And if you would like any resource from the admin corps, just to let me know that your camera's not working well, whatever, or if there's anything else that you might need, let me know. All right. Any questions on that? All right. The next thing is symposium for the RSA meeting. These abstracts are due December 2nd. I've gotten three possibilities, two of which are CFAS intensive, the other one which involves CFAS but would also involve outside individuals. So I'm not sure if anyone else has any plans for submitting a CFAS symposium. If you do, please let Michael, Jennifer, and I know so that we know that these are going in. We don't want to overload RSA ISPR with CFAS presentations and multiple presentations by the same presenter. So I'm not sure what ideas people have had independently of the ones that have already been suggested to me. And Michael, are you on the phone?
Yes.
So is anyone else planning on submitting one? No. All right. So then I'll move forward with Michael on the ones, the three that we have, and see what we can do to put in together, integrate a symposium that represents CFAS. Okay. Tatiana and Leah, you have something on the data sharing central repository update? Hello?
Were we supposed to? I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Oh,
working with Jen.
Yeah,
I can
just jump in here. And from where we were at a face-to-face meeting, as far as getting things live on the website, I just am waiting for a few bits of feedback from individuals. We want to make sure that the table, if you recall, we have a table now that people can link on to make requests for certain data sets. And I'm wanting to make sure that the description of those is succinct, but also has enough information so that an outside investigator has a fairly good idea of what kind of data are available. And Leah sent me an updated data use agreement form, so we're just making those final tweaks, and I think that after those are done, then we can modify our existing data sharing plan page and update it with the new one that was shown at the meeting.
Actually, we talked to Joanne Weinberg's group a couple days ago, and they had some really good suggestions about adding the PI's name for the different domains so that if they wanted to work with someone, for example, the neurobehavioral data, we would have Sarah's name and email so that they could contact Sarah if they wanted to work with Sarah. We also realized that it's useful to have numbers of people with the different diagnoses and numbers of people with alcohol exposure. So I'm working on that to give to Jen.
Jen, anything else?
No, like I said, I think it's just a matter of making it, you know, getting these bits of information that so that somebody from the outside can make a request with having enough knowledge without being overwhelmed with it, like our current web page that has so much information that it's really hard to navigate. Because we want to make sure that people who are applying have a good idea whether or not they can answer their experimental question with the data sets that we have, so that we're not, you know, wasting their time or our time, but in trying to find that balance between the enough detail without being overwhelming and making the system just user friendly. That's all. That's what we're tweaking at this point, and so we should be having up live, I would assume, pretty soon.
All righty. Sarah, do you have an update from the Publication Policy Committee?
Yes,
hello?
I do. Sorry, I was muted. Sorry. Jill, how do I flip the slides? Share content? Now you can see. What can you see? Can you see my slides?
Yep, I can.
Can you see it? Okay. So as we talked about at the face-to-face meeting, the Publications Committee is in the process of reviewing the procedures, and we are going to continue to work on that and hopefully have an update fairly soon. But what I thought, one of the things we talked about was just having a little bit of information on the calls. And so I thought I'd just run through what we have so far. We have one concept proposal that came in that Christy submitted, and that is shown here. I don't think Christy's on the call, but I'm sure she'd welcome your questions and comments. You can also visit, at this point, the concept proposal format is still the same, so you can visit that if you want to look at it. We didn't have any manuscript submission forms since the last call, but we did have two papers that were accepted, and those were really exciting. I think at least Scott's paper was already circulated, and I apologize, I'm not sure if Johan's was or not, but here's the information about that, and if you have questions, I'm sure you can reach out to Johan and Scott about these papers. We've also had two other publications that were published by CFAS investigators, one Mike Charnas and the Jacobsons continue to use CFAS data and mention us in their acknowledgments. So that's why that's up there. So as I mentioned, the publication committee is going to be revamping the process, and we will be back hopefully next call or the call after with our updated information. If anyone has any questions or comments, please let me know. Or anything that you think we can use to improve our process, why don't you send me an email rather than take time on this call for that. And that's it.
Okay. I just want to remind people to look through the agenda that Bill sent out, and there are a number of reminders and action items on there. Jill, is there anything that you want to point out specifically?
No, I think the publications policy is probably the most important thing right now, and Sarah just kind of went over that. With circulating, do you guys want me to email each link when a paper comes out? I didn't know if that was decided or not.
Why don't maybe that's something that the publication committee can address when we survey also the group.
Okay. Just hold on a second. I've got something from Sarah Jo. But not sure. All right. Now, is there any tremendous progress that anyone who would like to report to the rest of the group? And Sarah Jo is now on. Welcome, Sarah Jo.
Oh, yeah. Anything to get out of an IRB meeting.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a really short meeting today. So, does anyone have any tremendous data they'd like to discuss?
I don't have any tremendous data to discuss, but we are making progress on the bonds development, and I have seen a draft of the first four tasks, and so we're kind of excited about that progress.
All right. Anyone else who wants to put in a plug for their project? The admin corps is just chugging along these days, and I want to thank Jill for all her efforts. She goes unrecognized often, but I do appreciate her input and all of the things that she does. Dan or Sarah Jo, I know it's been a very short call, but any comments?
None on what we've heard today. I wanted to just update you, Ed, that John is working with us to get together the comments from the SAB from the annual meeting a few weeks ago. We've just all been distracted, but I think you'll probably see it within the next week for sure.
Yeah, I got an email from John this morning. So
okay,
he said he's working on putting it all together.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think given the few people who are on the call, which typically we have a lot more than this. We will just have a short one today and let NIAAA go about their business. Bill or Joe, do you have any comments?
You know, I do.
I do want to say that, you know, I do appreciate, again, everyone for coming to NIAAA for the face-to-face meeting. I think it accomplished what we had hoped it would accomplish. You know, not only did it update everyone on projects and progress, but it did raise the awareness of what the group is accomplishing within NIAAA staff and NIAAA leadership. So, you know, I do want to just thank everyone again and let everyone know that I did get good feedback from staff about the meeting.
And no one drew any blood from anybody, so I thought it went very well. Went very well. All right, then. But please let me know about resource allocations that you might need, because I am trying to develop a working budget for some future plans that I have. Other than that, Jill, any comments? Anything you need?
I'm good. Just a reminder that the next call, the December call, is also moved up a week due to winter breaks. So just make sure you have that on your calendars correctly. It'll be December 18th.
And I think we're supposed to go back to having a formal WebEx presentation, right?
Yeah, on the next call, we'll actually be hearing from Allison Noble. She'll update us on what she's been working on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and have a rest of a good day, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Bill, just give me a call.